Hit a home run and get pre-approved for your next refinance or home purchase at thehomeloanexpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
One of my favorite people in this business and favorite writers to read and follow daily is Mark Saxon of The Athletic, and he covers Cardinals baseball day in and day out. Mark, I appreciate your time. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Danny. It's good to hear your voice. How are things in your household?
Well, we're making it. Things are okay. We're getting through it all, just like everybody else. How about you guys?
Yeah, same thing. We're kind of up in each other's hair a little bit at times, but we're surviving. I have a couple kind of middle school age boys, and we're trying to keep them busy, which isn't easy. But you know, we're spending a lot of time together, and I think we should all be thankful for that, right?
I totally agree, and that's been one of the blessings, I think, coming out of this, is being able to work in the business that we work in, which is a business that would take us away for, you know, 6 months, maybe 7 months, and now it's, I can't remember the last time I was at a springtime, you know, just hanging out with my kids, hanging out, having dinner, doing things like that. So I guess if you're trying to find a silver lining, that would be one of the things.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And it's true for, I think, people in baseball as well, managers, coaches, players. On the other hand, I think for all of us, you know, there's also the sense of we want to do our thing, right? And so we'd love to see games being played. And we just have to, at the moment, it's in the hands of health experts. And we, as much as we want to throw out all of our theories about when they might resume spring training and eventually games, we don't really know, because we need to listen to people who have sort of advanced degrees that, you know, you and I didn't stay in school long enough to obtain.
No, and that's why we're in this business.
we're talking right now.
I never knew I would be this good at Monopoly. I've really taken some great strides from my early days of Monopoly playing to now. I just want to throw that out there. I probably could beat you.
Okay. No. I think we're going to need to arrange something then for when, like, you and I can get, you know, within 6 feet of each other, and we'll have to just go at it. Maybe, you know, we'll invite a couple other members of the traveling party, and, you know, maybe get a case of beer and see what happens.
I am in. I love it. I love it. let's talk about, you know, some of these scenarios. What's been your, and I think you're exactly right, we're at the behest of our medical community as to when and if we can congregate and crowds and games being played without crowds, whatever the case may be. But What's been your initial reaction when you hear that maybe they could be having a bubble in Arizona to play, or maybe splitting it up in Arizona and Florida, in some of the crazy scenarios that have been out there? What's your reaction as a guy that's been in this business a long time and around Major League Baseball? What did you think when you heard that?
Well, I think, but you know, among those two plans, I think if you confine it to sort of the Cardinals' perspective, there'd probably be a pretty strong preference for the Florida and Arizona arrangement. I think just so many guys, you know, have places, either live full time or have places near Jupiter, Florida, right, where the Cardinals spring training is. And so I just think there's a familiarity there. I think you could play enough games in Florida, but it sounds like the one that's gaining momentum at sort of at the upper levels of Major League Baseball, and even with some of the health experts, is the everybody in one place scenario, just one bubble. In other words, it just seems like they think it's easier to control. So I would think that the Arizona one right now maybe has a little more momentum than the other. But here's my thing, Danny, and I just think what's going to happen, and I read something about this today from, I think, one of the high up people at the National Institute of Health, and that is, what if there's an outbreak, even a smaller one, let's say in June or let's say in May, some of these places are going to start going back to work, and you could see, you know, another outbreak, and that potentially shuts it down and even pushes it back further. So I think that's the thing to keep an eye on. It's not that we can't kind of get it under control, but can we get it under control permanently? So I really think that's the thing that would scramble all these plans and, you know, maybe risk missing a season. But if they play, I do think there's a chance it would be in Arizona, which on so many levels would just be deeply, deeply weird.
Yeah, it really would. But these are odd times, right? So you kind of right. Do what you got to do. What do you think the appetite is from the players? And when I say that, I think maybe younger guys that are trying to get that bite at the apple, there's a great appetite. I'm not sure you're going to get that appetite from those that have made generational type money. I could be wrong, but what do you think the appetite generally is from the player's perspective?
Oh, I think you're 100% right, because if you are a young guy who hasn't made your money yet, then this is an absolutely crucial time for you. It's all about that service time, right? And so that's where you're going to see the real squabbles, I think, if we see some between the players and the owners, is on how to determine what will happen with service time this year. Because everything's based on that. This game is just about staying in the major leagues long enough to make that kind of life-changing money. I mean, it's about a lot of things. It's also about the passion for the game. And these guys genuinely do have that, and they're incredibly competitive people. But, you know, if you look at it just from like their family's perspective, it's about getting that service time. So they're going to have to work that out. But I do just kind of in having some interactions with players and just seeing what they're saying online, I think these guys are dying to get back out there. I really do. Whether they're, you know, at the Yadier Molina stage of their career, or whether they're at the Dylan Carlson stage of their career, they want to that's what they do. I mean, that's what they do. They're the best in the world at it, and they want to perform it. So I think they would all go along with the plan, as crazy as it is, as hard as it is for guys to be away from their families for all that time. I do think, you know, the Players Association would be able to get them to do that. And I think for the most part, they would, even if it was, you know, difficult for them, they would kind of keep their mouth shut about it and do it, because it could be good for the country to watch baseball games again. I mean, I know, heck, I would love it right about now instead of watching games from 40 years ago, right?
Absolutely. I love David Fries, believe me, but there's only so many times I can see the home run.
The guy who called it.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Brilliantly, I might add.
No, I didn't call it. That was Joe.
Okay,
but I did call plenty of David's home runs, but to the greater point, I'm with you. I'm ready to see some baseball, and I'd be for it. I understand that it would be odd without having fans. I think we all can agree that if this thing goes forward, it's going to be without fans in the stands. But to the bigger picture of just having a diversion, and baseball has been there, specifically baseball, has been there through the ups and downs of a lot of our country's history, and it seems like it gets kicked, and yet we have baseball, the World Wars, Vietnam, 9/11, the coronavirus, and we live now in an odd time, and if this is the way we have to present the game, I'm all for it. I'm not sure you are, but at least I am. I think it'd be a good thing.
Yeah, I am for it. You know, again, I think it could be part of our sort of national healing. And I'm old enough. I was covering the game after 9/11, and
me
I remember
too.
That.
Yeah,
yeah. That week was awfully strange, and getting back on a plane a week later was incredibly strange.
Sure was.
You know, so we have been through a lot, and the game has done that. I mean, you know, Ted Williams missed 3 years of his career fighting in two different wars. So the game does go on, and it's part of our fabric as Americans. And I think getting it going again, I don't in any way kind of minimize the importance of that. I agree with you.
In terms of the players that you've talked to, what are they doing to try to, you know, stay in somewhat ready shape? Because if we get this thing going, it'll be a short spring training, and they're going to try to fit as many games as they can in. What are you hearing from some of the players that you talk to?
Well, I think the guys, you know, do have enough, are able to get their workouts in. The guys, you know, I know that, you know, Paul DeJong is working very hard. I've had some conversations with some other people. I do think it's going to be hard for the pitchers, especially guys who live in cold weather kind of climates where it hasn't really gotten into full spring yet, to just kind of get to the point where they're doing their normal off-season throwing, because they all have, you know, catch partners, right? And they're not getting together with those guys. You know, it's not necessarily going to be your younger brother or your son who you can play catch with if you're a guy who throws 95 miles an hour, right? So there's going to be some challenges, especially for the pitchers, which is why you don't want to abbreviate spring training too much. I think if that happens, I do think we're going to see a lot of kind of raggedy pitching early in the season. We're going to see a lot of four inning outings from starters. It's just going to be a kind of a rough start to the season. So I think spring training at a minimum will be 3 weeks, and that's entirely for the pitchers. The hitters could easily do it in 2 weeks, but I do think they're going to need to extend it. They're going to have to build everybody back up again, and that takes some time to get to 100 pitches.
This is Cardinals broadcaster and Schnucks shopper Dan McLaughlin. Chinooks would like to thank everyone during this difficult time. That includes those that are working in the stores. As you can imagine, during this time, Chinooks employees are putting in long hours around the clock to best serve our community. So the next time you're in Chinooks, tell them thanks and that you appreciate them. Let them know how much we appreciate their efforts, because we will all get through this together.
Luke Hughes, we are St. Louis.
Dan McLaughlin here to tell you about the hometown automotive family I trust the most, the Luke Hughes Automotive Network. And you know they are St. Louis. Luke Hughes has been a part of St. Louis for over 7 decades. They're proud to support St. Louis and the surrounding areas with cars, youth, sports, and charitable efforts. 14 brands, 10 locations. Just visit Fuse.com to start shopping today.
Lou Fuse, we are St. Louis.
It begs the question then what rosters would look like. Do you think that teams would have 30, 35, maybe even just carry a 40-man roster into a season? Because it's not only pitchers. Let's just say you're in Arizona and it's 110 degrees and you're not getting days off and you're playing doubleheaders. I mean, that's going to wear some guys out. So I'm really curious about the roster construction of what baseball would look like if and when we come back.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, you brought up one of the great kind of hurdles to playing a season in Arizona in the summer. I mean, I just think of, I've been in those stadiums in late March where it's almost unplayable.
Yes.
I cannot imagine June and July if you had to play a day game because, you know, for whatever reason, maybe they wouldn't. Maybe all the games would be at 6, but it's pretty darn hot till it's 6. The sun doesn't go down, remember, till at that time of year, till 7:30 or 8:30. So it's tough to think about that. But yeah, I think you would have to expand the rosters to some extent, which is, again, is going to lead to that sort of raggediness of the game because we're going to be seeing so many pitching changes, et cetera. But again, these are minor complaints. And by the end of the season, these guys will be ready. And I would kind of dismiss this notion of, well, if they only play 100 games, it's going to have an asterisk after it if you win the World Series.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to give a bleep about that in 10 years or even the minute it happens. You know how much joy that's going to bring somebody? The Braves fans aren't apologizing for the 1995 World Series, and neither is any other team that's been in a strange season. So I think we can put that one to rest.
I totally agree. You mentioned Dylan Carlson. What do you think the Cardinals would do with a guy like Carlson as it pertains to service time, shortened season, or expanded rosters? It's an interesting case, I think, when you think about a guy like Dylan Carlson.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was clear that he was sort of angling for AAA to start the season, right? That you know, you could kind of just read playing time, what was happening in spring training. I think the writing was on the wall about that. Now, will it change? My suspicion is probably not. I just think the preference is to give the older outfielders first crack at it because those guys are very much at make or break parts of their career. Tyler O'Neill has a lot of tools. I mean, I think they want to see what he can do with, you know, a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks of uninterrupted at-bats. You know, what does that look like? And so if that's the case, Dylan Carlson would start at AAA, but who really cares? I mean, if this guy is as good as we all, you know, probably think he is, he's going to make a deep, deep impact on this organization and be one of the major building blocks. And I think, you know, whether they manipulate the service time or whatever their reasoning is, I think he has plenty of time to impact this season if he comes up 2-3 weeks into the season. So for me, I think people get a little bit locked in on the opening day roster, and especially with a player whose trajectory is that good potentially. I just think that's a mistake. I think just enjoy it when it gets here, and why not bring him up when he's feeling good and hitting AAA pitching really well again and feeling good about himself? That seems to make some sense to me.
So Mark Saxon is a baseball writer. There's no baseball going on. And The Athletic has done a great job covering this story from all angles. So what are some of the stories that you're working on and trying to make sure you know you're informing the public and trying to keep it as interesting as you can?
Yeah, so I mean, if anytime there's news, I try to be all over it. There hasn't been a whole lot of news, especially with this team. So we have a Slack channel at The Athletic. Slack, I guess for people who don't know, is kind of like texting, but it's sort of within the company, and there's all these different channels. For a guy like me who's 50 years old, it's hard to keep track of. But anyway, one of the channels is called Let's Get Weird. And some of the ideas that have come out of that, one of them was, let's support our local businesses. Let's show that we care about our communities. So one of the things we did was calling a bunch of Cardinals people and asking them the restaurant that means the most to them and why it means the most. So that's an example of that. We did the best Cardinal player ever to wear every uniform number from 00 up to 99. And I know you know who 99 was.
Yes, sir. And it wasn't Wayne Gretzky. It was Shohei Taguchi.
No. And he didn't have a lot of competition. So yes, he was a slam dunk in that spot. The nice thing now, and we are a subscription-based service, the nice thing now is there's a 90-day free trial. So if people are kind of curious but want to just dip their toe in the water, see what it's all about, they can do that and read all these stories and decide if they want to pay for it beyond that. I think it's about $6 or $7 a month. So that'll, you know, that most people who kind of read some stuff end up liking it and subscribing, but either way you can take a free pass at it right now and decide if it's your cup of tea.
So my final question, at The Athletic, what are you working on right now? Give me a story you want to dive into.
Well, we're actually working on a fan survey right now. I just really want to see kind of what fans are, we're thinking about this Cardinals team going into the season. I think you'll see today our Blues one will launch. I just kind of worked one up that's going to launch at some point, maybe later today, maybe early on Wednesday morning. And then Friday, we'll release the results of that fan survey and just see where people's heads are in terms of where they think the season's going, how they were feeling about the Cardinals going into the season, some other fun little things about team MVPs and whether they'll win a Cy Young in the next 5 years. So we're kind of trying to engage a little bit, see what people are interested in, and then kind of build our coverage from there. So that's kind of the next thing. And then just some of these funny Let's Get Weird projects are just kind of lined up for the next several weeks. And then who knows, Danny Mac, one of these days you and I will see each other in a press box somewhere on the dugout bench and we'll be writing about real baseball again.
Yeah, we'll be sick of each other at some point again. I look forward to those days, believe me. Mark, and I mean that sincerely as a joke, I love you. I miss you. I want to see you. I want to see you guys covering baseball. So I know you feel the same way too.
And I want to hear your dulcet tones of over the airways. I love it, man. It's really good to catch up with you.
You too. Thanks, Mark. I appreciate all your work.
Okay, Danny.